The Rapture mit How Deep Is Your Love um 15 Uhr und 25 Minuten. Wir haben mit leichter Verzögerung eine tolle Band jetzt hier im Studio. Fünf Herrschaften, sie nennen sich Wooden Arms und kommen aus Norwich von der Ostküste Englands und haben sich gedacht, ach, wir machen einfach mal heute einen Abstecher nach Berlin in Privatclub und spielen unsere Musik. Ihr erstes Album, da werden wir gleich reinhören, denn ich habe sie genötigt, doch alle Instrumente aufzubauen. Deswegen hat es ein bisschen länger gedauert. Und ich begrüße jetzt Alex, Millie, Jeffrey, am I right?
Yes. Yes.
So far, so good. But there's only one girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now Jessica.
Yeah.
And Finn. And genau, sorry. And Alex is there. Did I forget someone?
No.
Okay, wonderful.
No.
So welcome to Flux FM. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Of course. So, Alex.
Hi.
This is your crowd that you collected over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. Can you say that?
Yeah, that's right. We've been going 2.5 years as Wooden Arms. But this, like, outfit, as we are right now, has been going for about a year.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we're just over. The latest addition being Alex McKenzie on percussive skills and cookery.
Wow.
he was the latest addition.
Okay.
We've been going around 2.5 years and us six have been working together for like a year or so.
Mm-hmm. Also der Neuzugang sitzt mir hier direkt gegenüber. Das ist der Alex, der ist als Drummer noch dazugekommen. Und seit ungefähr 2,5 Jahren gibt es dieses Projekt und seit einem Jahr aber in dieser Besetzung. Und wie gesagt, sie kommen aus dem Osten von London und haben viele unterschiedliche Instrumente hierbei. So if you may explain to the audience a little bit about the music that you're doing, because maybe they are hearing it for the first time in a few seconds.
Before I do say, I should say we've got a special guest, which is Fran from the very wonderful Ajumal, who's filling in for Millie, who's sadly not on this tour with us. The kind of music we make is, it's very hard, I always find it hard to describe, maybe it's not really hard to describe, but, you know, all musicians say this, they don't want to sort of describe their own work. But we started off, like, with a lot of classical influences, me and the violinist Jess especially. Both teach our respective instruments and have trained classically and things like that. And a few of us have had classical training in other fashions as well. There's a lot of that influencing our music. But I mean, the word chamber music has come up a few times, and I wouldn't say that's 100% accurate to all of our sounds, but there is elements of chamber music. But then at the heart of it, we're like a band, and we like to make music that bands make, you know. We try to be contemporary with everything, and it's not just Bach and Mozart and everything. So, but there's elements of that influencing our work.
But there are people who have described it as chambered trip hop. Can we say that, or is this a horrible explanation?
No, but it's pretty close, because the Mac over here on drums experiments a lot with sort of more trip hop kind of beats, like Portishead kind of sounding stuff that we're big fans of. And then we have like elements that are quite sort of Sigur Rós kind of big reverb laden kind of harmonies and strings and things that go on top. So, yeah, I mean, I would say that's fair. I think that's fair. You know, we don't really try to think too much about it and just write whatever we are in the mood to do at that point. But I would definitely say that's the current Vibe.
Siehste, und wir wollen es ja auch gar nicht weiter groß zu reden, aber wenn man das so ein bisschen einordnen soll, denn sie sitzen mit vielen Instrumenten hier, unter anderem natürlich einem, this is a cello over there?
Yeah. It's actually a really inflated violin.
An inflated one.
Yeah, it's really strange. He doesn't know why it keeps doing that.
Also Kammertrip-Pop aus Norwich, den ihr jetzt zu hören bekommt, der heute Abend aufgeführt wird im Privatclub. So the first song is hopefully ready to rumble, and we would love to hear this one. What is it called?
It's called False Start.
Yeah, False Start. I hope you don't have a false start. I'm not the first one to say that, probably.
Lol.
Okay, let's do it.
Song.
to fall. Except you, you don't fall.
Gespielt den False Start bei Flux FM. Thank you very much. That sounded nice.
Thank you. Cheers.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about coming into this band. Was it a good decision for you to work with Alex and co?
Yeah, it was a fantastic decision. Yeah, I graduated from university in Brighton and came back and did a bit of my own music, and Alex snapped me up and took me under his wing.
In the, put you in the van.
Yeah, he just grabbed me and put me in the van. And
next up, Leipzig.
Yeah, and it hasn't stopped. We've been all around Germany and like doing great shows in London and the UK, so it's great.
So were you the one who was playing on the street? I read a story about a musician playing on the street.
That's Finn.
That was you. Tell us about it. Come to the microphone, Finn. Put away your instrument. What happened there? What a crazy story.
Funny, actually. I'd been playing my cello on the street.
Where?
In Norwich.
Okay.
And
where people were shopping and running around?
Yeah, yeah. And I was packing up. I was putting my cello away. And so Alex hadn't heard me at all. And he said, oh, I need a cellist. And so it went from there.
Yeah.
And you said, are you crazy? What do you want from
me?
Yeah,
I didn't hear him play a single note. But then I didn't know any cellists. And I just met Jess, who I started working with for violin. I thought, as we were doing that, I thought, oh, how cool would it be to have a cello as well as a violin? And then, the next day I literally saw Finn. So I thought, this is like, this is kismet. This is fate. I have to like...
But you didn't know that he could play well.
No. I just literally invited him around my house and said, well, this... could work.
Yeah. What would you have done?
Yeah, it turned out to be like an awful guy.
Yeah.
As well.
What have you done then?
It's actually, I've just been very polite for the last 2.5 years, and I've never felt it works. And I don't know. I never dare think about what could have been. But it was. I think it was some sort of form of serendipity that everything slotted together.
Yeah. So pull over the microphone to Mr. McKenzie. We want to ask him something as well.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. You joined the band a couple of months ago or a year ago?
Yeah, more like a year ago, yeah.
Okay, what happened? Did Alex call you?
Well, we'd been friends for a long time and he started... It wasn't like a flash decision, I think. It was like a creeping realization that they needed some rhythm in their lives.
Yeah. So there were no drums before?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I am a drummer, so that happened.
Lo and behold. And did you
I gradually just sort of built some drum tracks into what was existing, and then we came up with some new stuff with proper rhythmic tracks, and it was good.
Yeah,
it's a slow sort of invasion of the band, but
Sounds good. So the next album is in the pipeline. You told us, will it be a little bit more different to the first one, to the one we're listening to right now?
I think there'll be some development from there, not a huge kind of leap into, klezmer or something. There's definitely development within the band, because the interesting thing about, to an extent, Tide, which is our current record and our first EP... I never meant to form a band. I wasn't like a big scheme of mine to form a band. I just wrote a couple of songs on piano that I liked. And then I met Jess and she started playing violin over them. And then I met Finn and then I met Jeff and then I had Mac and then we had Millie. So it was like this slow progression. So it kind of everything, we'll write a drum part for this song that's kind of already existed for a year. Whereas now we know who Wooden Arms kind of are and we know the instrumentation and how we will work together. So... that's a very different writing environment to what I was doing before, where I was just on my own creating stuff. So now we kind of work all together. It's a little more collaborative. Jeff writes beautiful music, and we had one of his songs on the last record. Mac writes beautiful music, and they'll be featuring on new stuff. He's making strange and sexual faces at me. So it's nice to sort of, not do all the writing myself, because I do a lot of it from the last record. I developed kind of honed sound rather than necessarily a huge leap into the unknown.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Dann freuen wir uns schon auf das zweite Album. Zurzeit ist ja noch das erste aktuell. Da sind 6 Songs drauf und die meisten gehen so ein bisschen aufs Konto von Alex. Aber er sagt schon, mit den letzten Monaten hat er sich so viele tolle Musiker zusammengesucht. Sie sind zusammengewachsen und jeder hat seine eigenen auch Schreibtalente und bringen neue Ideen mit rein. Deswegen wird die nächste Platte dann nochmal vielleicht etwas anders klingen. Wir wollen noch einen weiteren Song hören, bevor sie heute Abend dann ja im Privatclub für euch auftreten. Ich sage schon mal die Telefonnummer für Gästelistenplätze. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend die Wooden Arms im Privatclub Flux FM. Setzt euch drauf und ein Stückchen hören wir noch von den Herrschaften. So, which song are we going to listen to?
We're now actually going to do, speaking of one of Jeff's songs, we're
now
going to do one of
Millie's.
No, I mean, we're now going to do one of Jeff's. It's called December. He's just reaching for some brass. That's not a euphemism. And something fell out of his bra. So am I.
I hope it's not Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Now never, Jeff.
Yeah, you've figured him out. You've eyed him up. Dear listeners at home, Jeff is currently wearing a giant zebra hat and looks exactly like that kind of guy.
I am.
Yeah. I love radio. I just lie so greatly. No, this is one of his songs. It's called December. It was our last single. And we're going to play that.
Yeah, do it. It was great to have you here. Have a great concert tonight and come back with the next album.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Wooden Arms. What is the song called?
December.
Oh, of course.
December.
I think I took some coke. Okay, can we cut that out?
Got it all worked out.